Okay, everyone. I am back. I was gonna put another song on there, but I was trying to get my second hour's guest, but he seems to be absent a little bit here. So I messaged somebody else in the network. Everybody will once he comes on here.
Person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
He just said, call when I'm ready. I just tried. Hang on a second there. Maybe I'll just give him a chance to try to call or try calling him again. Anyways, I do have another guest. Let's see what happens here. Well, hello.
Hello. Hey.
I'm glad you picked up this time. You didn't pick up the first time.
Everything was buzzing and bleeping and banging all at the one time.
Well, I see you're back in the chat there again now.
That's what I was just trying to flick back in. Okay, yeah, I'm back in.
Well, welcome, Tim. Welcome, Darby, to the show.
Okay, are we on air, yeah?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, lucky I didn't give any four-lettered words, wasn't it?
Yes, please try to keep the expletives down, if you can.
I will do that. But seeing as I'm Irish, I'm allowed to say feck.
F-E-C-K.
But anyway, on you go. I don't know. You called me. Okay. Give me a little second. Just have a fan on here beside me, so it's probably making noise.
No, I can't hear anything. It's fine.
But okay, my fan's gone now.
I was going to try to wing it for a while, but then I seen you were still online, so I thought I'd give you a call anyways.
Well, okay. So, hi, folks, and hello, this is Darby Seven. And if you really want to know, my legal name is Timothy Duffy, or Timothy Gerard Duffy, or Timothy Gerard Patrick Duffy, whichever you like, but that's the legal name. Nothing really to do with me. That's the company, the corporation. I just called Timothy Gerard, and I go by the name of Darby Seven. And notice, if you look in there, everybody, including Super, and he is a Superman, like, but he refers to me as Darby. They all drop the seven. My goodness, how insulting on me. But there you go. Anyway, right, Steve, go ahead.
Do you want to talk to my, well, my guest just popped back up online here, so. Do you want to just stay on with us?
Yeah, I'm not getting 100% here.
Hello, Ron.
Hi, how are you doing?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine. I couldn't get a hold of you, Ron, so I called somebody else real quick. But
that's fine. That's fine.
Darby said he could stay on with us if you'd like.
I'm happy to listen to Ron, and then you can bounce me in anytime you like.
I can do that, Ron, if you'd like to do that.
Well, whatever works for everybody.
Well, not that I panicked or anything, because I was going to try to wing it when I couldn't get a hold of you.
Yeah, I apologize for that big time.
No, I think you said you were going to eat early or something.
No, I haven't eaten yet, but I've been busy.
Uh-huh. I wanted to bring you on because you've been doing a lot with the World Economic Forum, and I think a lot of people don't even actually know that exists, and they don't even know what it is. I thought maybe you might explain some things.
Well, this is the biggest problem, Steve. Is that people are so stuck in this political crap they can't see anything. You know, you got two groups. You got the right, you got the left. And they're always scrapping amongst each other. And they don't go look at anything. I mean, the World Economic Forum has been around for 50 years. And most cities have already been implementing what was created by Klaus Schwab, the creator of the World Economic Forum, which is the public-private partnerships, which he created.
Yes.
And so they've been, you know, working with our city councils and town councils to get their foot in the door. They say they have $7 trillion and they're going to use that money as they collapse our economy with the fake COVID, which they call the trigger, that and the fake global warming thing, to crush the economies so that our nations are in big time trouble, and they've got $7 trillion back from the multinational companies who are just going to come in and buy us up.
I actually bought that book, the one that him and his co-writer wrote, COVID Reset. I haven't even opened it up yet. I got it, let's see, this is Tuesday. I got it probably like Thursday or something, Thursday of last week. It's not a terribly long book. It's only like 250 some odd pages or 260 pages. I should be able to get through it unless my ADD or ADHD kicks in and gives me a lot of fits for anything. But I'm really curious to see what it actually is going to be all about, his book, because I wonder if it's going to be one of those things like Professor Carol Quigley wrote Tragedy and Hope and was never supposed to have been seen by the public. I just wonder if that's going to be the same kind of a thing.
Well, this is the thing, Steve. They always tell you what they're doing. They always write it down. They put it in the movies. They put it on TV shows. They put it in magazines. But people don't understand it. You know, I don't know if you've ever done this. I haven't been to a movie in years, but you sit down in a movie and you watch the people react to the movie. And then you explain to them what the movie's actually trying to tell them. And they go, oh, it's just entertainment. No, it's not entertainment.
Right.
Okay. They're telling you exactly what the hell they're up to. Because by telling us what they're up to, they don't have any guilt. Because they already told us what we're up to or what they're up to. And we're not standing up against it. Therefore, our silence is considered by them as consent.
Well, it is consent in their own courts. Silence is consent.
Yeah. You know, you go to Switzerland. What's in Switzerland? The UN.
Banks.
The League of Nations was there first, then the UN. The World Economic Forum is in Switzerland. The Swiss Guard protect the Vatican. You know, and when I used to ask my teachers, how come Switzerland never got bombed in the wars?
Right.
Oh, well, they claimed themselves to be neutral. Well, why didn't the other countries that were being bombed say they were neutral?
Yes.
And your teachers just look at you with a blank stare.
Yes.
I don't know.
I wonder.
Because teachers aren't real bright.
Well, they get taught what the indoctrination, what the mantra is, and they're supposed to stick to the program. I wanted to bring Tim in for a couple comments. I think he's
absolutely.
Tim is a just absolute brilliant Irishman, and I like what he has to say a lot of the time, and I just like the man.
Hello, Steve. Hello, everybody. Hello, Ron.
Hi, how are you?
I'm just bouncing in the middle here. So I really don't. I'll try and go over things as quickly as I can. And I am, you know, it's like Steve said, I'm an Irishman. I assure you, I'm not an Irishman. I'm not patriotic to Ireland. I live on a little island called Erra, you know, and I'm Erra that. If you were translating that over into English, that would be Irishman. But I'm not an Irishman. That's an English language, English towards English word. But anyway, going from that, you're talking about world economics and everything else. But to try and cut a long story short and try and help people a little, what are we in here right now? Right here, right now. We're in one thing and one thing only. We're in COVID-19. It's very, very real. It's not a myth. It's COVID-19. What is COVID-19? It's like I think you already said, Ron, there. They don't lie to you. They tell you, and then you do it by consent. They're telling you it's COVID-19. COVID is two words, basically. The co is for the crown, and the vid is for the image, the video, the image. It's the image in your crown, in your head. And the crown, of course, is the very first thing that comes out into this earth. When you come down through your mother's birth canal, the first thing that comes out is your crown. So they're telling you it's in your face. We're in COVID-19. And it is a huge, big reset, a financial reset. You're talking about the IMF, etc., etc., etc. But we're going from one system into another system. I don't think people fully realize it. All over the world, doesn't matter whether you're here in Ireland or you're in the USA or you're in China or you're wherever, Russia, doesn't really matter. They're all going into it. The only thing I would try and say to people is realize that's exactly where you're going. There is no big panic. There is no big worry. Providing you know what you are, where it's at. And as I say, I'm not an Irishman. I'm just a man. That's it. I'm second only to God, only to the Creator. And I don't need to be a patriot to the USA or a patriot to Ireland or a patriot to anything else. All I need to do is stand and be a man and be firm in my position. And don't let anybody come and stand between me and the Creator.
Well,
okay. Somebody bounce in there and say, and maybe we can take it further if you want, or explain anything anyway.
Well, the fact is that as they look at us as animals, if you look at the United Nations definition of a human, is something that that evolved from a great ape, an animal. We were told a long time ago not to be deceived. Take heed, no man deceive you. And we, the men and women, were given dominion. But that dominion was taken away from us by the deceivers. Okay? And they, through the legal system, which is really Roman slave law and Roman Catholic Church sin fines, combined and then rebranded into legal and spread across the world to enslave the people, they, the liars, deceivers, lawyers, rebranded us as fictional legal persons because you only have authority over what you create. We were given the authority. They took it away when they created the legal fictional person. And then turned us into animals, of which they, man, have dominion over. And we have to change this. We have to get back to law. We have to get rid of the legal system, because that's what enslaved everybody.
Everything Tim talks about.
And every one of our nations, and I'm glad you're from Ireland, because I have just a tiny little bit of Irish in me, and I do like the Irish people.
Everybody does.
But we've been suckered massively, and we have to start dealing with reality. They don't have any authority over us. except through fear.
Oh, I've lost.
Intimidation.
And we have to stand and say no and get back to being men and women of law, not fictional legal persons that they created. Once we do that, you own your nation and your people are free.
Everything.
You cannot be free in the legal system. It's an impossibility.
Yes. Everything Tim's ever talked about right there.
Yeah, but could I just try and go through it a little bit? Ron, we're yourself, Ron, I really don't know you, but I know sort of, let me say, the path you're on. I know the path that I'm on, and I know for sure, I know I've listened and talked to and heard him long enough, Steve. I know the path he's on. These are all good paths. They're all cracked. So I'm not ridiculed or criticizing because I say something that slightly disagrees with you, or I put it a different way. But like you're for saying, for instance, and I could go through umpteen things you said there, but you said, like, we're, they call us humans, and humans is etc. animals. But they're telling you, it's in your face, human, the color of man. What they're telling you is you're not a man. When they tell
exactly
you you're human,
what they're
telling you you're not a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all deception. And it's all, but it's all step by step. It's, we consented to it all. In our ignorance.
What's really weird about COVID, if you go look at the word person in etymology, person is a actor that wears a mask.
A persona.
And now they have everybody wearing masks. It's absolutely ludicrous. The other problem we have is that all of our nations are member states of the UN, which is a club. Now, when you join a club, you're bound by the rules and regulations of the club. So every one of our nations are bound by the rules, regulations, and the desires of the United Nations. Because our countries, our nations, are member states of the UN, which is a club. And we have to break free from that. Now, when they started the League of Nations, America wouldn't sign on to it because they didn't want to give up any of their sovereignty. And President Wilson said there's going to be another major war if you don't sign on, which was World War II. The America signed on to it, which is unfortunate. But they've been running us ever since. And they've been deceiving the people and putting crises forward because, you know, the problem reaction solution. You have to create a problem, a crisis. And that's all they've been doing ever since. We're not living as men and women. And we have to start doing that ASAP.
I find it interesting, Ron. I wanted to expand on something you just mentioned about Wilson and the League of Nations. It was approximately 2 years ago, the major forces behind the green energy and the Green New Deal, this Agenda 21, Australia was not going along with the picture, and they pretty much got threatened with all of those so-called fires from nature or whatever it was. Uh-huh. They pretty much got threatened, and they lost hundreds of thousands of homes. I think all total, approximately a billion animals were lost over in Australia from all of those fires. And now they seem to be going along with the program.
Well, yeah. And that's because of the weakness of the people. And people don't understand what politics is about. If they understood what politics was about, they wouldn't be putting up with it. You know,
yes.
The left and the right, or the two-party system, was born out of the French Revolution, and the specific goal of it was to divide and conquer the people with the idea that a divided nation can't stand. And, you know, why are we fighting amongst each other? We all live in the same country. Well, I live in Canada, you live in the States, and he lives in Ireland.
Well,
why are we fighting amongst each other?
Because my team's better than your team.
You know, we have the power to turn this around, but we have to become determined and we have to change our attitude. And I've said this so many times that when our forefathers came here, they came here for one specific reason, and that was to get out from under the boot of tyranny.
Yes, it is.
And if you look at how much our forefathers sacrificed for us, and we've let the boot of tyranny get put back on us again, we have the same duty that our forefathers had. There's no new land to go to. So we've got to pick it up, become determined, change our attitudes, and be what they were. They had a very strong spirit, mind, and spine. And by making people dependent upon the government, and I first told people this 1971, I got laid off a job when I was 17, and they had changed the unemployment thing here, where you only had to work 2 months a year, and you could collect unemployment for the rest of the year. And by the third check I received, it was all those old IBM punch cards. All you had to do is go yes, yes, no, yes, put it in the mail, and you get a check. And by the third check, I got thinking about it, and I thought, something's really wrong here. Who's paying for this?
Uh-huh.
The government ain't got no money, so everybody else is paying for it. The people working are paying for it. And it just dawned on me that what they're doing is they're making the people dependent upon the government, not each other. And this has gone on and on and on and on and on till the people, and I ran in a few elections just to see if people were thinking. And all I hear from the audience is, what's the government going to do for me? Just like a bunch of whiny little children. They have made the people so pathetically weak and dependent on those who they should never have been dependent on in the first place.
Yes.
And this we have to change.
Yes. I think Tim wanted to add something a couple of minutes ago, didn't you, Tim?
well, I probably was and I forgot that now. But just to say, I think the way you're talking, you know, you're talking about all these big organizations and we have to change it. I would say it's my opinion. Let's put it that way. This is the way I look at it. Forget that. Forget that. I have no faith. I'm not going to be fighting my government. Why? Because they can't touch me. They can't do anything to me because I realize fully who I am. I'm a man and I stand second only to God. So they can't come into my and trespass upon me unless I let them, unless I'm willing to do so. Yes, of course, I recognize because of the way I was brought up and the system I was brought up, I actually believe that I was Timothy Gerard Duffy. I'm not Timothy Gerard Duffy. Timothy Gerard Duffy is a company, a corporation. You know, but if I just keep it simple, I'm a man. I stand second only to God. So the police aren't over me. And I know people would say, when I say things like that, people would say, it's different when they come through your door and put their knee on your neck, etc., etc. Yes, that is a possibility. But having said that, given that I've dealt with these entities and the courts and the lawyers, the barristers, the solicitors, etc., etc., they know me fairly well. I'm not going to say every policeman knows me, but when we get up to the inspector level, they will know me. When we get into the courts, they will know me before I get there. and they'll know that I'm fully capable of holding my position as a man. So to be quite honest with you, what they'll do is say, don't bring that man in here. Please do not bring him in here. That's just because I know my position as a man. So I don't need to worry about all these entities. And I don't think people are going to sort this out by, let's say we all en masse, there's this great guy and he's going to change the country all for the good. We'll all vote for him. No, I'm sorry. You can't, because you can't vote. It's only the name, the company, the corporation that can vote. So you've immediately given up your standing as a man just to do that. So you'd be better staying away from it.
And if everybody could get
educated,
you vote as a proxy for the legal fiction. You know, we're not connected to any of this stuff. And we have to move away from it. One thing that I find very, very interesting, though, is that I talk to a lot of young people, and I am absolutely amazed. It's like the propaganda has run its course. The young people I talk to from grade 5 to grade 10 understand that this COVID thing is a fraud, understand that the climate change thing is a fraud, and they're very worried because they, at their age, can't do anything. And it's up to us, just like our forefathers knew it was up to them to build us a new house out from under the boot of tyranny. Now, we have the same duty to those who come after us. We can't just think about ourselves, okay? We are at war. It's a psychological, spiritual war where they're throwing the propaganda out 24/7 and the lies to get people to consent and submit to their evil desires, of which we must not do. We've done it for too long, but the question is, can we change it? Absolutely. We're the ones with the power, not them. There's so few of them and so many of us. All we have to do is learn to use that simple little word, no. Once you learn to use the word no, we win. Now, I got that ticket. I got an $880 ticket for not social distancing. So I just phoned the police department and talked to the staff sergeant and explained the difference between legal and law. In law, it is against the law to do harm. Did I harm anyone? No. Was I harmed? Yes. So now you have a duty to undo the harm. And we had a few conversations, and then he called me back and he said, I understand exactly what you're saying. The ticket's in the garbage can. We are the ones with the power. We just got to use it.
I fully agree with you, Ron. And you can see in that example, and that's a perfect example of what I would say. You knew what your authority was over your person. So you explained that to the policeman, and the policeman then backed off. That's what we all need to do. You know, voting isn't going to make any difference. If you know, I hear people calling, we all need to get together, we all need to speak as one, etc., etc. No, what we really need is what you're doing now, and hopefully what I'm doing, and what Stephen does. I was going to say Super. What Super does again and again, he's bringing shows on. It's to educate people. You know, we all need educated so we can all stand up for ourselves. Just like the example that you gave, if each person, including that little 16-year-old young fella, if he can know and be educated enough to know that he is the power. You know, unfortunately, they're all out there. So all we can really try and do is try and educate people as best we can. But let me go on a little, if that's okay. Is that okay, Super? Can you let me go on a little bit to try and fit this in?
Sure.
Okay, it's just to try and help people in the future. As I say, I've explained clearly, we are in COVID here now, and it is real. It's not about a virus coming around. It's about putting fear into us, putting fear into our crown, into our head. We are all more or less, and at this present moment in time, we're all in what we call here in Ireland, in the UK, we're all in the furlough stage at the minute. It's F-U-R-L-O-U-G-H. I think you might have a different name in America. It's where people are being paid to sit at home and do nothing. Now, somebody's paying for that. Who's paying for it? Because there's a magic money tree somewhere. The government's getting all this money to pay everybody to sit about and do nothing. Well, it's quite simple. The banks are paying for it. The government are taking the money off the banks at this moment in time. In America, in Ireland, in the UK, throughout the world. So what they're doing is they're slowly bankrupting the banks. Once the banks become bankrupt, we'll then move into another stage. That stage will be called force de jure. Force de jure, they have complete and absolute control. They will then, they won't shut the banks down. They'll still keep the banks open because you will have your little account with your money in it. Remember, they've only taken the bank's money at this stage. But now they'll start to take your bank account, my bank account, everybody's bank account. They'll just take that out of it. And somebody will be saying, oh no, they can't do that. Believe me, they can. In an emergency situation, this is desperate. This is COVID. The planet's coming. We need to get food to people. So we can take your money out of your bank account, as they did in their trial runs in places like Cyprus and Greece, etc. So that's where we're heading next.
And we won all of your gold.
I'm only telling you that in the hope that you would be a little bit prepared. You might not want to have any money lying in the bank. It would be better at your home. Yes, you can do other things. You could go out and buy gold. You can buy silver, etc., etc. But it's not going to be the best place to leave it sitting in the bank.
Well, the point of it is that the banking system is part of the legal system, which is a fraud. And you can't gain from fraud. That's both against the legal system and the law system. So the debt is completely phony. We don't owe the debt. They're trying to bankrupt the countries so that they can take over the countries. But that's another fraud. So it doesn't have any footing. The same thing, if you go back to when our mothers were seduced to register the child, they didn't give disclosure to our mothers of what the hell they were actually signing. You get free school and a baby bonus check and you go to the hospital or whatever. But they didn't disclose to our mothers what the registration signing was about, which is all that evil stuff signed here at the crossroads for benefits again. Always about benefits. That's when they plagiarized our names or rearranged our names to become the legal person. And then at that point, we were orphaned to the state. That's why the state can come and take anybody's child anytime they want. Because okay, the child, right. The parents only have the right of, once you register something, you have the right of enjoyment of it, be it your car, be it your gun, be it your house, or be it your child. But once you register something to the state can make any stupid rule and regulation it wants, and you're bound by it, which is 100% fraud. So, you know, our job is to keep talking, teaching, and shining the light to these people so they understand what the hell's going on. I look at COVID as the Great Awakening. more and more people are starting to scratch their heads and going, what the hell's going on here? Very few people are dying from this, yet they've shut down all their businesses. We can't go and have Thanksgiving together. We can't do this. We can't do that. What the hell's going on? And they're seeing the economic crush that COVID is causing. So it's actually, for the first time, getting people to scratch their head and ask questions, because until you start asking questions, you're not going to go look for an answer. Our job as the people who understand this nonsense, those people are now looking for answers. Our job is to get them the answers, which strengthen those people, because once they know the truth, they're not going to be happy about it. And then all we have to do is stand and say no. It's over. So don't look at COVID as a negative. Look at it as a positive. I've been waiting for them to bring something forward for many, many, many years that was going to just destabilize everything so badly that even the dumbest of the dumb have to scratch their head and go, what the hell's going on here? And this is it. And we have to take advantage of it. We don't have to be negative about it. We need to get positive about it. And then we can change this around.
Okay. I see the way you're saying it there, Ron, but that's not the way that I see how it happened. Like, for instance, the government did not make these businesses shut down. They did not. The policeman didn't come up the door and say, you're not open. Yes, on some very rare occasions around the planet, you may be able to give me an example of someone in America, like the woman that was the hairdressers. That's one very exceptional one. And there'll be another one over in Australia, and there'll be
a gymnasium
guy in Liverpool here in the UK. It was insane. But those are very exceptional. Most of the people, the government, someone came on the TV from the government and said, you're all to close down tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and they all closed down. That was completely and absolutely voluntary.
Yes.
They did it with their consent.
Yes.
Well, it's voluntary out of ignorance.
Exactly.
Okay? And our job is to, like I said, keep talking, teaching, and shining light for people.
Yeah.
Okay. When you fear
You see, Ron, whenever you're talking about the birth certificate and your mother, et cetera, et cetera, like, I have all my certificates here. I can go through them one by one, step by step. There was no deception. They asked your mother, what are you calling the child? And they put that name in that box. And then they says, what's the name of the father? And they put that name in this box. And they put then we, in our ignorance, we did this joinder. Your mother wasn't conned anywhere along the game. This is what's a little sickening about it, if you like. The government never lied to us anywhere along the lane. I'm sorry to say, but they didn't. And they do not lie to you. They tell you in your face before they do it. And then we voluntarily walk in it, like all those shops and businesses. These are hard-headed businessmen. They want pounds. They want dollars. They want euros.
One thing that people have to understand is that it doesn't matter if you're in Ireland or Canada or the United States or anywhere else. Every single local council in your community has been implementing UN Agenda 21 since 1994 and now Agenda 2030 without the consent or knowledge of the people in the community. We need to get control of our communities. Now, some really simple math, and I hope there's lots of people from Ireland listening to this, really simple math. Okay, they control the narrative as it is. If you have 7 counselors in your community, then run a minimum of 21, a minimum of 3 times the number on council. By doing so, you now have the ability to change the narrative to speak the truth. And if you run 21 and people are starting to wake up, they're not happy with what they see, and they're willing to listen now. Just as I was so amazed when I was talking to these young students, and I'm 66 years old, I'm thinking, what do they want to listen to me for? But they're so zoned in on it, they want to know what the hell's going on, because they're not happy, because they don't see a future for themselves. But if you run 21 people and you have other people out there talking to the public, you get four elected, you now have majority vote on every single matter. And now you can stop the implementation of the globalist agendas into your community. In other words, you now have the power to say no. Protesting accomplishes nothing. We have to roll up our sleeves. We have to become determined that we are going to take control of our communities. And by taking control of our communities, we have taken control of our nation. This is our job. And if we're not prepared to do it, then don't look at the globalists as the guilty party. Go look in the mirror. We're the guilty party because we laid down when we should have stood up. And we're the ones that put the young people in a very pathetic position for the rest of their lives. Our fault. And we have to get some strength into our bodies and our minds and our spines and our spirits. And fix this, because it is quite fixable. We just got to go get it done. Simple as that.
Lovely, lovely, lovely words there, Ron. But I, you know, and I see where you're going there. I'm bringing it down to local council levels a lot better, because let's face it, you nor I, nor Super, nor anybody else on here can
One man can't do anything.
Who wins the election or not.
One man cannot do anything. Okay? And I'm one not man. One that likes excuses. Either we're going to get it done or we're not. But that's our decision. Okay?
One
that's
man.
Our singular decision. Are we or are we not? Do we or do we not care about our people?
One man.
Do we not care about our community? Do we not care about the future of the young people?
One man can change
There's
minds.
No excuse to be made for that. We have a duty, and we must fulfill that duty.
One man can change minds. One man can use his voice.
I ran for mayor, and I got arrested because the council knows I know. But even if I had got elected, it took 6 months to get the charges dismissed because finally in the court, they said, there's no evidence here of anything you did. Exactly. Okay. But even if I had been elected mayor, and this is the other problem. People are always looking for heroes. Oh, Jimmy's going to run for mayor. Okay. So what? Jimmy gets elected. He's got one vote. He's got nothing. He has no control. He hasn't got the ability to say no. Okay, this is the people have got to come together and make a decision. Are we or are we not going to take back our communities? And by taking back our communities, take back our nation. And we have to quit thinking about ourselves. We don't matter. We just have a job to do. If you look at the youth and you speak to the youth, they don't believe any of this crap anymore. They're the vast majority of them. I had a young guy that I talked to, a group of young people. I guess they were about 15, 16 years old. A few weeks ago, and I went to a store to get some peanuts to feed the squirrels, and there was a young guy in there, and he come up to me and he says, you're the guy that was talking to us, right? And I said, but what? And he said about the teachers and that. And I said, okay. And he said, we can't thank you enough, because what you told us, we understand. Our job is to question and challenge the teachers. And that's exactly what we're doing now.
Okay.
If those young kids can do what needs to get done, then us as adults had better roll up our sleeves and get to work.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got no excuses here.
Go ahead, Tim, quickly.
Okay. Do you see, just again, as I say, we're all on the path of trying to do as much as we can do. And hopefully people will pick things up from Ron. Hopefully people will pick things up from Super. Hopefully, I hope people pick things up from me. But like Ron said there, he ran for mayor. Now, I can assure you, Ron ain't ever going to be mayor, because that's not your legal name. Maybe your legal name is, let's say, Ronald Smith. That's who's going to become the mayor, Ronald Smith, not Ron. So that sort of, this is where the whole deception, and Ron might think he's running for office and he gets the office and he's, no, it's Ronald, the legal name, the legal company. So you're right into that fiction, and you're into that fiction hoping to change it from within, but it ain't going to happen. So you need to stand your ground. Let me give the opposite of that. You have Super wrote in here, they can only lock up the legal fiction, not a man or a woman. They can only lock up by consent. And that's absolutely correct. So what we need to do is get the information, the education out to you, me, everybody, as many people as we can, to get educated, to realize just how powerful you are as a man or as a woman. As long as you keep that position, and a man and a woman will stand second only to the Creator. If you want to call them God or Shiva or whoever you want to call them, that's okay. But a man and a woman will stand second only to God. Then that's what this whole thing is. If I can do it, Super can do it, Ron can do it, and each of those little 16-year-old boys can do it, then we'll sort the world out.
Law supersedes legal, and it's the legal that was used to deceive us. And so we just have to stand in law as men and women, because in law, it's against the law to cause harm. What is the purpose of the legal system? To cause harm. We have a lot of teaching to do, absolutely.
Yeah.
But we have to not be fearful. Like when I see these protests, I have people out there protesting about having to wear masks. I've never worn a mask. I have no intention of wearing a mask. But you have these people out in the streets protesting about wearing masks. And you've got police, you know, out there, and these people, they're not accomplishing anything. Okay? You're not accomplishing anything by protesting. We have to bear down, build cores of people in our communities, strong people, people who understand what you're saying, and move forward.
I'd like to
because
add some.
If you bring it down into your community, and you can educate the people in your community, once you explain to them what their council has been doing for decades to destroy your lives, that will wake people up.
I like to add something.
And that will get them strong.
I like to add something.
If they look at their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren and understand what's going on, that's going to strengthen them.
Yes.
And they're going to become determined.
I'd like to add something before the end of the hour, Tim. Not trying to criticize you or anything, but doing what you're talking about, not recognizing anyone, is not going to help the fellow man, our fellow men and women over in Ireland or wherever, America or Canada. That is a selfish way to think about something. The rest of us, I mean, the rest of people should get honest information, not honest, that's not even a close to being a good word, should get the correct information. Everybody on the same page, whether you're still in the legal fiction at the local level, shouldn't have to deal with what we're doing. If things are changed on the local level.
Well, we're not going to change the state level, and we're not going to change the federal level. I don't care. You know, people are always trying to start parties. Not going to happen. Never right. happened. And it's not going
right.
to happen.
Right.
So, and nobody lives at the state or the federal level. We all live in a community.
Yes.
And we have to, you know, if they've destroyed the communities, most people don't even know who the hell their neighbor is.
No.
We have to get the people back together again. But I have no doubt we're going to win this. We just got to keep moving forward. And we will win it because we're supposed to win it.
Yes.
You know, we were taught righteous anger at the temple. And we didn't pay any attention to that. And we were told not to be deceived, didn't pay any attention to that. So in reality, the position we find ourselves in today is our fault. But can we turn it around? Absolutely 100% yes.
And,
it's going to be a great future.
Can I come in there?
Just for about 30 seconds, yes.
You know, I admire Ron for what he's doing, especially with the young ones. You know, it's not something I've done myself. I try my best, but, you know, admire that. And I admire Stephen a lot. And I can understand what he would say, I'm certain selfish. But what I'm saying is, it's for me, I would like everybody to be educated enough to know exactly where they stand, be able to hold their own ground. And as Ron has given the example, if a 16-year-old knew that, he would be able to ring up the police and say, look, I have to explain to you the difference between legal and lawful. So what I want is everybody, for each individual, to be able to stand. That's how we change it. So the more we yes. can get to understand it, the better.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
We are the educators, and we have a duty to educate.
So it sounds from me that it is selfish, because I'm saying you need to know how to look after yourself. So that sounds selfish. And to hell with everybody else. I'm not saying to hell with everybody else. I'm saying my passion, if you like, was to try and get that education out to as many people as possible. And as I say, I accept that you're especially getting it out to young kids, Ron, and Super does this day in, day out, show after show, week after week, year after year. You know, so you're probably both way ahead of me. So I can only try and contribute what I can.
Thank you. Thanks, Tim, for...
Stephen, I can't thank you enough for the show and the gentleman from Ireland. That was really interesting.
It yes,
was
it
a
is.
Lot of fun.
I
thank you so very much, both of you.
I've been listening to Tim and others in the network. A man that's called Mr. T, and then there's Van Byrne, and then there's been others too in the past. I've been listening to him for over 7.5 years. So, you know, I just need to finally. I've had a laptop for about 6 years now, and I wanted to go out and give presentations, and I don't think now is any better of a time than what it could have been 6 years ago. But I thank you for coming on.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you to everybody for persevering with me. You know, I wish you all the best. Look to the future, but please, you know, keep your feet on the ground, and you will get through this relatively easy. I'll be quite honest with you. I suspect suspect, I'm not counting the digits here, but I suspect I'm probably making more money here at this moment in time just because I'm keeping myself right. And with all this things going on, I probably am not spending as much as I would, but I'm getting as much in and maybe more than I'm getting in just because I'm taking what I'm entitled to. I'm taking the benefits and declining the penalties. You know, it's all feet on the ground stuff, and you'll relatively go through this. But like as I said, if you don't realize and you're not knowledgeable, we are moving out of furlough, and we will be moving into force majeure, I think it is called. Force majeure. In English, that would be force major. We're going to move into force major. That's when your personal bank accounts are going to be cleaned out. After that, that's all preparation to move you over into the digital world. Yep. And the pounds, notes, etc. be gone. You'll be moved into, yep, I think, what they call cryptocurrency. I'm no expert there.
Yes.
But we'll all be moving there. We'll all have to go there. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. And sorry to be so.
That's okay. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Yes. Thanks, guys, for coming on.
Take care, everybody.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Great show. I love Tim and I love Ron. I love Roger. So thanks for staying out, everyone. I'm a couple of minutes over. No tune at the end. Just going to play my little 20-second intro and drop it right there. So thanks, everyone.